Strange seed packages have been popping up, so to speak, in mailboxes around the country, and Garfield County is no exception. County Vegetation Manager Steve Anthony told KDNK that so far, two county residents have received seeds in the mail, including a man in Carbondale whom Anthony visited this week. He said the package came in a 4-inch by 4-inch manila bubble envelope and contained several items.
One was a small Ziploc package of seeds that were labeled carrot seeds, and they do indeed look like carrot seeds. And then there was a looked like a small set of rubber patches like you would maybe use as a patch kit if you had rubber waders or something like that. And then there was a little note that did have the Amazon kind of logo on it. It said happy on one side or not happy on the other side, and looked like it was asking for comments.
The other package came from Silt Mesa and had only a small glassine bag of unknown seeds with a barcoded label from China.
Now, this resident had actually received these seeds about 2 months ago, and she had hung on to these seeds. And after all of this started breaking on state and national media, a family member said, "Hey, Mom, you should turn those seeds in."
The woman had apparently ordered cucumber seeds from Amazon.com, but Anthony said the seeds she received were not cucumbers and they had not come from Amazon. He said one concern is if people who receive these mystery seeds start planting them.
Because we don't want to be planting the next tamarisk or Russian knapweed.
Tamarisk and Russian knapweed are considered invasive species in Colorado. Both spread fast and are difficult to eradicate. The mystery seeds might also bring disease to local plants or harm livestock. Anthony said that people who receive mystery seeds in the mail need to contact the State Department of Agriculture, or CDA, which wants to test the seeds.
So what they are asking is that the recipients do not turn them in locally, but that they contact the Colorado Department of Agriculture's Plant Industry Program.
That would be Laura Potterworth, the Plant Health and Certification Section Chief in the CDA's Plant Industry Division.
We certify commodities that are exported from Colorado for pathogen and insect freedom. Potatoes and millet and wheat, corn, you know, everything that is moving from Colorado to other countries, we certify that. And we do organic certification. We do hemp, industrial hemp. So we do the gamut.
The division also checks imported nursery stock for Japanese beetles, another invasive species. If a plant is infested, it's quarantined. Potterworth says there are state and federal laws in place that regulate imported seeds.
So all seed that comes into the state or that's distributed within the state all has to have a label, and the label tells you what it is, who put that seed in the bag, and then the quality of the seed in the bag, the germination percentage, and if there's anything extra in the bag. There might be some inert ingredients. There might be a few weed seeds, and so they're supposed to tell you what's in that bag.
But whoever is sending the mystery seeds has found a loophole, which means the seeds are entering the U.S. and the state illegally.
What we have seen is just a very high number of unsolicited seeds is coming in. It does appear to be coming from China, and it does not appear to be labeled properly. So instead of the package being marked as seed, which would flag it, you know, when it's coming through customs and border protection, it's coming in marked as jewelry or, you know, wire connectors or something that's not flagging it as seed.
She adds that the amount of unsolicited seeds is increasing.
People are reporting getting multiple packages of unsolicited seed, and the number of people reporting receiving unsolicited seed is extremely large, and we've not dealt with that before.
The CDA wants to test the seeds, but Potterworth says that could take weeks. First, those who receive seeds in the mail need to report them to the CDA via a hotline. Then the CDA will contact the recipient with a way to send the seed to the USDA office in Aurora.
And then USDA and Aurora will send the seed on to their headquarters in Maryland. And in Maryland, they will be identifying the seed. And then they will take a random sample of those seeds and test those for pathogens and any potential, what we call phytosanitary risk.
Seeds can be identified with or without germination. Steve Anthony says it's imperative that these seeds not be planted or thrown away.
If they didn't order them and they're not what they ordered, or there's no return address or a vague return address, don't plant them. And secondly, do not dispose of them so that they end up in a landfill.
The State Department of Agriculture hotline number is 303-869-9081. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.